Jim, and read to this. Nameplates are forbidden on new mailbox posts. Are you in favor of removing this ban so residents can include their name if they wish? And should the mailbox change be submitted for a referendum vote?
To the first, definitely. I actually think the name should be up, just like they've always been. It's part of rainbow. The second, I don't think we can go back now and do a referendum vote on something that's already established. So that, I think that's a good way. It's done. But yeah, I think that was a shame.
I also agree. I don't think we can go back, and we've already made that decision, and that dog's already gone. So, you know, but yes, we should not do a referendum. The nameplates, from what I understand, were addressed by the committee that proposed this. For whatever reason, they decided not to put them on there. That standard was approved. I believe that there has been discussion about other ways of being able to handle your name, and perhaps maybe you could do a placard in the ground right beside your mailbox. You could, you know, whatever you want to do, because that's considered, from what I understand, landscaping, which does not, you know, violate anything. So, you know, you are going to have a means to be able to put a name, if you want a name, near your mailbox, okay? Not necessarily on your mailbox at this point. To go back and change it, I don't know. We're already still dealing with the changes that have already been made. You know, that seems like quicksand to me, so I just need to stay out of it.
Okay, no, I don't think we should go back. So just point that out, it's all been done. Mailboxes are up, can't put the names back up on the mailboxes. But Director Guthrie up here, who lives in my neighborhood, he did a great thing. He took his nameplate